What's good, y'all? And welcome back to another episode of my podcast titled What Jay Has to Say. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, my name is Jay DeDuran, based out of Portland, Oregon. And yeah, I want to thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Whether you are a first-time listener or a second-time returning listener, I thank you. Yeah, so for this episode, I thought I would go ahead and discuss the topic of school, primarily focusing on college with regards to my own college experience when I was a student, in addition to tips and advice for college students and other students in school in general that I want to share with all of you who are listening. And hopefully my advice can be somewhat useful and can somewhat relate to those of you who are still in school. For this episode, I originally was going to do a Q&A. However, after plugging my idea to do a Q&A for this episode to my social media followers, I unfortunately did not receive any questions in return, which is okay because I feel like this topic of the discussion of school and my experience and tips and advice that I have is a pretty suitable and appropriate topic, especially since we are in that time of the year where school is now amongst us. And everyone, or not everyone, but students are back in the grind and back to learning and back to hitting the books. So yeah, let me go ahead and play some tunes, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the episode. Let's get it. Shout out to the old Kanye, though. Apparently, he is coming out with a new album, but we will see how that goes, I guess. Anyway, that's aside the point. I want to start off this episode by first talking about my own college experience and how that went for me personally. So, I am a recent college graduate. I received my undergrad degree, my Bachelor of Arts degree from Portland State University. I majored in psychology with a minor in sociology. And the reason I picked those two subjects primarily was because declaring my major for psychology came first. I picked my major actually right out of high school as I was applying for the admissions at Portland State. And the only reason I picked a major in the first place, to be honest, was because I thought it would look really good in the admissions application, and I thought that would boost my chances of getting into college. But I later found out that doesn't really matter. Depending on the college, they will look at either your SAT scores, your GPA, etc., etc. So it just depends on where you apply to. But I chose psychology because I always had the interest in trying to understand how people think and how they behave. And I realized I had that interest starting in high school when I would always people watch, whether it be in my classroom or out in public. Not people watch like in a creepy, stalkish way, but I would just take note of their mannerisms or the way that they spoke or the way that they interacted with others. So reading people and watching people was always like a little pastime of mine, and I found that really interesting. So that's why I chose psychology as my major. And then I chose sociology. I declared that as my minor. I actually declared that my second to last term of my undergrad. So during my winter term of my last year at Portland State, I added that as my minor. And the reason I chose sociology was because psychology oftentimes deals with an individual level, and then sociology focuses more on like society and what it is like society, the bigger picture, institutional type of systems. So I just felt like sociology brought things in full circle, because it's psychology, the individual, and then sociology, groups of people or the larger picture. So that's why I chose those two subjects to study. I finished my undergrad in 5 years, and to me, I felt like that was all right. I wasn't necessarily in a rush to do anything specific. Like right now, I'm still currently looking for a job, primarily with something that entails me using what I learned through school. I always hope for that. So, but yeah, I was just never in a rush in college. I know some friends of mine, they always had the goal of like, all right, gotta finish within 4 years, and right after that, gotta apply for my master's or go straight into dental school, medical school, whatever. And it just felt like they were just so rushed and just gotta get this done, like boom, boom, boom. But for me, I wasn't like that. And for me, I felt like that was all right. Aside from academics in college, I did take part in a student group known as the Filipino American Student Association at Portland State, otherwise known as Kaibigan. Kaibigan means friend in Tagalog. And it was just a student group led by students that educated and taught workshops and held different kinds of events to promote and shine a light on the Filipino culture, as I myself am full Filipino. So yeah, that was pretty cool. And I was actually on the executive board for that student group for one full school year. So from fall term through the end of spring term, I held the position of co-cultural chair. Myself and one other person, our responsibility was to focus on that cultural aspect of the Filipino culture and basically educate people and teach workshops about it and hold different events. So that was pretty cool, being a part of a student group, just because oftentimes it gave me a break from the schoolwork. But other times it was hard to balance out the extracurricular activities like that and schoolwork, because it basically felt like a part-time job. But we, as an executive board, never got paid financially, paid by experience, yeah, but financially we didn't. But it was still a really good time overall, and that was still a very memorable year for myself at school. And then aside from that extracurricular activity, I competed in a few sports, or a couple of sports. I competed in track and wheelchair rugby. So those were, I feel like college was a pretty good experience for myself overall. I never really was a big partier, or I never got involved in Greek life or anything like that. It was just school and then extracurricular activity depending on the day of the week. And if not that, then go home and work out and like do sports stuff. So yeah, I mean, looking back on it now, I feel like I definitely miss college, at least the learning and the social aspects of it, not so much the homework or the hard work that you have to put in to get your degree. But looking back on it now, college was a very positive experience for me, and I feel like going through college, it helped me become a better advocate for myself and just gave me, it opened up my eyes with regards to different things happening in the world and how I myself, I guess you could say, grow as a person. Because I used to be very shy, especially if you knew me in like middle school and high school, but in college I felt like I really had to step out of my comfort zone in order to be, and just in order to like survive and do things. So yeah, that was my college experience. So I'll take a little break, and then I will give some tips and advice for college and school in general. Alright, so welcome back to the last segment of this episode. Actually, to be honest with y'all, I started recording this episode back in September and just now finishing it up. So despite this podcast episode being about college and my experience and advice and tips, I'm a little bit late on it, so I apologize. Hopefully y'all can forgive me. But for this last segment, I just want to talk about some tips and advice that I have learned and have even asked some of my close friends about what their advice is for college and school students altogether. So first piece of advice that we all had a consensus to was stay on top of your stuff. I remember when I was in college, college is a little bit different from high school just because you have more freedom and no one is really going to tell you what to do and what not to do. You basically have, you know, the free will on when you want to have classes, when and how you want to do your work and study. But the thing with that is that you have to stay on top of things. I always told myself throughout college was that if I'm not currently working on something, what could I be working on? Because there's always something to be done, always something that needs to be worked on, and you can't really just relax, especially if you want to do really well. And there were times for myself where I, you know, procrastination and whatnot, and I feel like it happens to a lot of people. But that's my first tip and advice, is to always stay on top of everything. Deadlines, you know, homework, if you have meetings and student organization stuff, stay on top of that and just, you know, learn how to, I guess, use your time wisely, per se. Second tip that I have, along with a couple other people that I asked, we agreed that it's important to become involved while you're in school, whether you're in high school or college. You know, join a club, join a student organization. I know for me, I talked about that in my experience earlier in this episode, and it really helped me just to, you know, build some good bonds with my peers, especially because we were going through school together. So we had each other's backs with regards to the student organization stuff that we were doing together, but also just helping each other get through our classes and to go to class and to, you know, just have each other's backs. And that was really helpful for me too. So yeah, you know, get involved. Also with that, additionally, quick note, I found this out actually after I graduated, and I kind of learned it the hard way. I regret not doing more networking and connecting with, you know, just with people in general, attending career fairs and whatnot while I was still in college, because I feel like that really hindered me a little bit after I graduated. Because when you graduate, it's kind of expected that, okay, after I graduate, gotta get this job, gonna start making money. If you have to pay back some loans right away, then you definitely gotta start making some money somehow. So I just feel like a side tip to that second tip of becoming involved is to just network and put yourself out there more. That way, post-graduation, you're kind of already on your feet and good to go and continue with life. And the last piece of advice that I have for y'all, me, myself, and from my friends, is to simply just enjoy college and enjoy your time there. I know it's kind of weird just because, you know, I feel like a lot of students, college students, or even just high school students are so busy with the work that they're doing just to try and make it through and try to finish and try to graduate, especially if you want to do really well too. But it's also important to just take time for yourself. You know, self-care is really important. And, you know, take time for yourself, enjoy the moment, and just absorb everything that's happening. And the thing with college that's also different from high school is that with high school, you only really go through it once. In college, you can, you know, be in college for as long as you want to. But aside from that point, you know, just enjoy it, enjoy your time. I know I mentioned in part one of advice and tips, I said that I wish I network and connected with people more to help me get ready for the workforce and, you know, getting a job after graduation. But I also wish that on a more social aspect that I had my own squad and my own crew that I could kick it with, you know, off campus and outside of the university. I had my friends within the student organization and we, you know, hung out at school and whatnot. But with regards to having my group of friends away from school and also at school, there was never really just one specific group. It was always, I always felt like I was floating back and forth between two different worlds. And I feel like it would have been nice to have one social circle that I was going through my whole journey with, if that makes sense. So yeah, just enjoy your time in college. And you know, with regards to self-care, again another side note, with self-care in college, it's inevitable, and in school in general, it's inevitable to get stressed out and overwhelmed, and you never know if you're really gonna make it or if you can handle the workload and all the obstacles that come your way. But I can assure you, especially from my own personal testament, that, you know, like, your mental health and everything else, mental and physical and emotional health, is a lot more important than trying to stress yourself out for an assignment or for an exam or something, you know? So in the case that you are overwhelmed and whatnot and stressed out, if you build a good relationship with your professor, then there may be times where you can work things through them, where your personal well-being is also still intact. And I'm really glad that I learned that as well. That way I wouldn't be so pressured or overwhelmed or stressed to try and push myself to my limits to the point where I would crash. So yeah, self-care is really important and I can't stress that enough. But, you know, have a good time. Have a good time. Self-care. And just enjoy the moment of your education. And make the best of it. So, it's a new year. And I'm hoping to flesh out these podcasts more often as this wraps up my second episode. I wish all of you, my listeners, a very happy new year filled with prosperity, happiness and love. And yeah, stay tuned, more episodes sure to come. Stay fresh and stay blessed, y'all. Peace.